Tonight, let's run to the Word. We're going back over to Judges, amen. We've been preaching a series on Samson, amen. And we've been dealing with his victories and his defeats, amen. And so somebody said, we ain't talked about him yet. We've been talking about his mom and his daddy, amen. Well, you know what? That's where it starts at, amen. And there's much, much in here, amen. Matter of fact, there are probably some of us that are here tonight that we are an answer to somebody's prayer, some mama or some daddy's prayer. That's why we're here tonight, amen. And once you get over to Judges, chapter number 13, and now you saw stand, we're going to read verse 15, and then we'll pray and see what God has for supper tonight. And I'm so excited for all those who came out tonight. I know it was raining outside, it's wet, and that alone would cause us just to say, man, you know how it is, amen. But anyway, you made it, amen. Man, give yourselves a hand of praise. So I made it, praise God, amen. Amen. 5 years ago, y'all saw that snow I put up on Facebook? That snow was high 5 years ago, man. My car was under snow. But anyhow, look at Judges 13. And now verse 15, the Bible says, the precious, life-changing word of God says in verse 15, and Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee until we shall have made ready a kid, a goat, for thee. We'll stop right there and talk tonight about overflowing appreciation. Overflowing appreciation. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that there's much that you've done for each of us. And sometimes we kind of forget because of all the stuff that's in the midst of our lives at the moment. But God, remind us of great things of the past that you have done for us. But also, God, remind us of the great future that lies ahead. But also, God, remind us of the future victories or the present victories that will take place, even though we might be in the midst of some type of power struggle with the enemy. And for that, God, we'll thank you. I pray, God, you help me to preach your word to these precious, precious souls that have gathered here tonight and those who've tuned in, those who'll be watching later. I pray, God, you take this precious word and let it become alive to us. Lord, let's eat it up every single bit and allow it to work on the inside. And with that, God, we'll shout hallelujah. And of course, Master, answer every single request that's been made tonight, every petition that's been brought to the precious throne. And God, help your children, Father, as only you can. And let's leave tonight with excitement about what lies ahead. For it's in your son's name we pray, Father. And let's take care of that too. For it's in your son's name we pray. Not weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. May we see the overflowing appreciation. I tell you what, I don't believe that we can show enough appreciation to somebody that's blessed us or helped us in some great way, amen. We need to have that overflowing appreciation. And that's what we see right here in this verse. Now, if you remember, let me get you caught back up, amen. But if you remember, you have Manoah and you have his wife, which we don't know her name. The Bible never mentions her name. But we know that the Bible says she was barren. She could not have any children. That word barren in that verse means sterile. That means she could not have, that was it. There was no possibility, humanly speaking, for her to have a child. The angel of the Lord comes to her and says to her that she's going to have a child that's going to bring deliverance to the people of God. You're going to have a special child come into your life. And guess what? I want you to have a special diet for this child that comes in. First of all, the diet for yourself, and then the special diet for the child. He shall be a Nazarite from birth. And then the Bible tells us, remember, that after the angel left, she ran to her husband and said, husband, let me tell you what happened. And she told him, he said, you know what? I'm going to pray and ask God to come back again and give us some more so much more clear instruction, but even help us a little bit more. Tell us some more about what you want us to do. The angel of the Lord comes back and he tells Manoah the same thing. And then we see how Noah responds. Manoah responds. He responds with, number one, appreciation. That's the first thing we see in verse 15. The Bible says, and Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, I pray thee, let us detain thee. We want you to stay back here with us until we shall have made ready a kid. That word kid means a goat for thee. In other words, we want to be a blessing to you. And remember, at the moment, they think he's just a prophet per se or a man of God. And they want to be a blessing to him because he has blessed them with this great news. And they said, we want you to stay here and we want to treat you. We want to be a blessing to you. We want to make some goat for you. You know, yeah, I mean, any of y'all ever had goat? Just two of us. I've had it before. Three. Okay. All right. You didn't like it? Man, it was good. Let me take over to the south side. They got some good stuff over there. But anyhow, if y'all remember, Brother Mike Lambert, that's one of his favorite. Well, his favorite is actually Possum. And that, I ain't not doing that. But nonetheless, that's another story. But he likes goat. They have goat meat over there in Grenada. And I tell you, it's some good meat. I mean, it really is. But nonetheless, so it must have been a delicacy even back then. Amen. But nonetheless, so I want to show you my appreciation. And I want to throw you a feast. You know what? It's good to show appreciation to those who've been a blessing to us. Amen. When somebody's blessed your life in some way, man, show your appreciation. I mean, even my mama cooking food at the house. Don't just grab me a plate and throw some food down there and leave it. Say, Mama, thank you. Oh, Mama, that was awesome. Amen. I mean, if you hadn't made that food, we wouldn't have ate today. Amen. I mean, but show some appreciation. My wife made some awesome barbecue chicken this past Sunday. It was good. Amen. And some rice, and she had some sweet peas. Amen. And I got me some of that juice and put on the rice and stuff. And that's what I had for lunch this Sunday afternoon. Got back home. Amen. And then I had some more after I stopped and got some other stuff too. But anyhow, I was hungry. But nonetheless, I said, thank you. Thank you. And that's what Manoah does here. He first of all shows his appreciation. And then secondly, we see the answer from the angel. The Bible says in verse number 16, and the angel of the Lord said unto Manoah, though thou detain me, I'm going to hang out, I will not eat of thy bread. And if thou wilt offer a burnt offering, thou must offer it unto the Lord, Jehovah God. Watch this. For Manoah knew not that he was an angel of the Lord. At this moment, Manoah, all he knew was this was a man of God. But he didn't know he was the actual angel of the Lord. But Manoah, the angel of the Lord, says, you know what? Don't thank me. Why don't you give up an offering to God? You know what, my dear friends? We need to give offerings up to God. Thank God for what he's done for us and give offerings to God. Give of ourselves, number one, amen. Give of our substance. Give all we have. Say, Lord, I just want to give back to you what you have blessed me with. He said, you know what? Offer an offering unto the Lord. So we see how the angel answers him. And then we see the asking of Manoah in verse number 17. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, what is thy name? That when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor. Tell me your name, so that when this blessing happens, when this miracle happens, we can give you honor. And hey, that's a good thing to do. Somebody's blessed you. Hey, let people know who it was that was a blessing to you. But now this is an important question. I mean, an important asking that he's doing here. What's your name? This is important. What's your name? A name is very important, amen. You know, you ever ask somebody did something for you and you didn't remember their name? Say, I can't remember what their name was. Man, they were such a blessing to me. The other day, Brett put up on my Facebook a lot of folks who have been a blessing to him in his life. And I saw the response that the Travis gave back in April and how that just overwhelmed their hearts. But you know what? He remembered their name. But I remember what Travis said. He made the statement that there's some people that he's been a blessing to or helped to, they've forgotten about it. And you can tell somebody forgotten about it, they don't even acknowledge you. They don't even treat you ugly. They forgot just how good of a blessing you were to them. But it's good to give that acknowledgement. But now watch how the angel responds. In verse number 17, he says, what is thy name? So we might give you honor. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, why askest thou thus after my name? Seeing it is a secret. So I said, why are you keeping it a secret? You got to love a word study, baby. That word secret there means wonderful. What are you talking about, preacher? Go with me to Isaiah 9 and verse number 6. Isaiah 9 and look at verse number 6. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 and verse number 6, it says this. This is interesting. The Bible says in Isaiah 9 verse 6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Sahel. Wonderful. Wonderful, the Bible says. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. When you go back, my dear friends, and the Bible says, he said, hey, why ask thou after my name? It is a secret. It is wonderful. here we are. He gave us a peek into who this man of God was, who this angel of the Lord was. This is what we call a Christophany. That is an Old Testament appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, he says here, my name's a secret. My name is Wonderful. Now, just make sure you keep that thought in your head as we proceed. Then we see, my dear friends, the adherence of Manoah. The Bible says in verse number 19, so Manoah took a kid, a goat, with a meat offering and offered it upon a rock unto who? The Lord. Remember, every time you see the word Lord in the Bible with capital letters, that word Lord in capital letters always means Jehovah. Okay, that's Jehovah God. Now watch what the Bible says here. The Bible says that he did exactly, he adhered to what the angel of the Lord told him. And now, my dear friends, he gives out an offering unto the Lord upon a rock. Now watch this. And the angel did wondrously, and Manoah and his wife looked on. They're watching. They're checking things out. You know what just happened? We see the acceptance of this offering. Where? Verse 20. For it came to pass when the flame went up toward heaven from off the altar, and the angel of the Lord ascended where? In the flame of the altar. And the Bible says, and Manoah and his wife looked on it and fell on their faces to the ground. So number one, my friends, we see right here the acceptance of this offering. Now, God don't always accept your offering. So what you talking about? Let's go back. Go back to Genesis chapter number 4. Go to Genesis chapter number 4. Here was an offering that was taking place, and one was accepted and one was rejected. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3, and the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof, and the Lord had respect unto Abel, the Bible said, and to his offering. But the Bible says, unto Cain and to his offering, he had what? Not respect. The Bible says this. And Cain was very wroth. That word wroth means to be furious, to glow, to grow warm. Yeah, you know about that now, don't you? How many times we got angry, we've grown warm. It's interesting how when you get angry, you don't grow cool. You get warm. You get hot. Amen. Now watch this. The Bible says, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. He had the mully grubs, you know, the long lip, the pooch mouth. The Bible says in verse number 6, and the Lord said to Cain, yo, buddy, why art thou wroth? Why are you glowing? He says, and why is thy countenance fallen? He says, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Here's our little clue, guys. And if thou doest not well, this is the reason why. Sin lieth at the door. If your offering is not accepted, if your offering is not received, hey, don't look down, look up. Because the reason is sin lies at the door. There was something that was wrong with brother Cain that caused his offering not to be accepted, not to be received. You know what that made me think about? I wonder if there's times that I brought my offering to God and it wasn't received. Well, the church took it in. Oh, we received it. But God didn't receive it. And then we went, why can't I get no blessing? Was there something wrong in how you came? Is there something wrong inside of you that offering was not received? Look, the Bible goes on to say, let me show you. The Bible says this. He said in verse number 7, he says, if thou doest well, that means to be pleasing, if it's pleasing to me, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, this is the reason why. Sin lieth at the door. And by the way, and unto thee shall be his desire. He wants you, buddy. And thou shalt rule over him. That lets me know something. That word rule means to have dominion. We don't have to. We don't have to. The Bible says here that sin does not have dominion over us. That's from Romans. But we always, well, I can't help it. I can't help it. You know what, Cain? You could have helped it. If you'd have came right. Some people, you know, there's all kind of ideas. It was not a meat offering, all this kind of stuff. The bottom line was this. There was sin that lied at the door. And guess what? It grew. Go with me over to 1 John chapter number 3, verse 12. 1 John 3 and verse 12. 1 John 3 and verse number 12. The Bible says this in 1 John 3 and verse number 12. The Bible says, we'll start verse 11. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and slew his brother. And wherefore slew him? Why did he do this? Because his own works were what? Evil, and his brother's righteous. My dear friends, if God don't receive our offering, there's a problem. And we've asked God, what is the problem? And God revealed the problem to us. So when we come bring our offering, everything we find. Matter of fact, there's a verse, I believe it's over in Matthew, where it says if you got an altar with your brother and you get that to the altar and you realize you got a problem with your brother, he says, leave your offering here, but go get things right with the brother. So sometimes what we do is this. We'll bring our offering and say, oh, something ain't right. Let me pick my offering back with me. No, don't do that. Leave it there. And then get right and come back. Amen. And sometimes we say, well, I'm just going to take it back with me and I'm going to just kick. No! The bottom line, what's the ministry of the other believer? Reconciliation. We see that. That you ask. Go with me over to 1 Corinthians. Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, what chapter? I don't know. But go to 1 Corinthians. And by the time you get over there, prayerfully, I will have found it. But I believe it's in chapter 5. If one of you guys know where that, just shout it out to me. But look, is it 5? 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. Terrence, know about this verse. This is what it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter number 5. You're wrong, Terrence. Where is that verse? Somebody help me out. Chapter number. It might be in Romans. Maybe 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 5. Let's see if that's it. That's it, chapter 5 in 2 Corinthians. All right. Thanks, Terrence. All right. Listen to what it says. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5. Drop down, my dear friends, to verse number 18. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 18. The Bible says this. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself, the Bible says, by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the what? Wow. The ministry of reconciliation. Wow. I wonder how we're doing in the ministry of reconciliation. That's part of our ministry. Being reconciled. So sometimes we think reconciled, we think husband and wife. The ministry of reconciliation means, my dear friends, being reconciled for everybody, amen? I mean, if somebody has done you wrong, if somebody has hurt you, my dear friends, we should be seeking reconciliation, not revenge. Not retaliation. I'm going to get you back, girl. No! But instead, reconciliation. Watch what he goes on to say. He says this, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for ourselves. No, for Christ. If I'm an ambassador for Christ, I'm a representative of Christ. He says, my ministry is reconciliation. I should be seeking to be reconciled and also reconciling others to Christ as well. Not just for me being reconciled, but also having other people being reconciled to the Lord Jesus Christ. How are we doing in our ambassadorship? If God was like, man, we get fired. We get laid off from our post. Oh, I hope not. All right, let's flip back over. Watch this. Flip back over the Judges. So we see the adherence. We see the acceptance. Okay, how do you know it was accepted? The flame of the altar went up. The angel jumped in there. He ascended. He went up into the flame. And then the Bible says they fell on their faces to the ground. Now we see their astonishment. Now, would that not astound you? I mean, we have made an offering here to give to God. The flame's going up, and we watching you, and all of a sudden Heather jumps into the flame. I mean, I'm like, whoa, Heather, where you at? But then instead of burning in the flame, she goes up in the flame. She ascends. Now watch this. This is so good. Watch this. Then the Bible says in verse number 21, we see, my dear friends, the astonishment and now the acknowledgement. But the angel of the Lord did no more appear to Manoah and to his wife. Then Manoah knew that he was an angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, we shall surely die. We're done. We're dead. Here it is, guys. Because we have seen who? God. The angel of the Lord. Well, not only Christophany, but also starts with T, theophany. An appearance of God in human form. The Bible says in this verse, my friends, they said, we will surely die because we have seen God. Now, why do they say that? Exodus. Look at Exodus chapter number 33 and verse 20. Exodus 33 and look at verse number 20. Exodus 33 and verse number 20. The Bible says this in Exodus 33 and verse number 20. We'll back up verse number 19. Exodus 33 verse 19. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. This is what God's saying to Moses. My goodness pass before thee. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee and will be gracious to him, to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see what? My face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass that while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of a rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but by my face shall thou not what? Shall not be what? Seen. That's why they were scared to death. We are gonna die! We've seen God's face. But they hadn't seen God's face per se. What they saw was a theophany. Because that's like when Christ came. Christ came in a body. Remember, you have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Well, God the Son is in body form. We could not see the very face of God, the Bible says, and live. The glory be. Don't y'all remember when Moses would go up into the mountain and he would meet with God and he would come down and they would have to put that, what was it? Was it a bag? A veil of his face, because man, it was so the glow that was coming from it would have blinded somebody. I mean, that's another message, another study. But my point is this: we're seeing a theophany as well as a Christophany of Christ appearing in bodily form in the Old Testament, and they recognized that was God. And her husband's like, man, we dead. But see, some wives are pretty smart. Listen to what the Bible says next. Go back over to Judges. We see the acknowledgement. The Bible says in verse number 23, but his wife said to him, knucklehead, if the Lord were pleased to kill us, he would not have received a burnt offering and a meat offering in our hands. Because remember, God received it. She's going to say, neither would he have showed us all these things. Nor would as at this time have told us such thing as these. God did, everything's fine. Sometimes it's important, guys, to listen to your wife. No, because in the garden, we ain't in the garden. Okay, we ain't in the garden right now, right? Listen to your wife, amen. Amen. Well, she going against, if she go against the word, that's one thing. So that means you need to be in the word checking it out. Amen, somebody. Listen, my dear friends. Listen, she's telling her husband, we ain't going to die. He came to us, told us all this stuff, received our offering that we offered up. We're going to be fine. But the great thing about it is both of them were there showing their appreciation for God about to bless them with this son that would soon deliver the people of God. What are you saying, preacher? Are we overflowing in appreciation? I mean, what are we offering to God to show him how much we love him? How much we're so thankful for the blessings that God has bestowed upon us? Well, I came to church. Great, great. Now, what are you doing in addition to that? How's your service? Huh? Are you being a blessing to somebody else? I mean, sometimes we think, you know, I say we, I'm talking about, you know, just in general. Sometimes we think like this, you know, well, I clocked in, you know. I'm just like Uriah. That's how he claps it. When he does something, he claps it. He looks at everybody. Everybody got to start clapping. Good job, good job, good job. The other day, he was in Isaiah's room, and that's always a dangerous place to be. He was in Isaiah's room and got caught up in the covers with his leg, and he was trying to get it loose, and he was having a hard time getting it loose, and finally he got loose, and he started clapping. I tell you what, my dear friend, some of us have been caught in some stuff, too, and God came by and set us free. We didn't be doing like this. Huh? I mean, showing God, we appreciate it, God. Thank you so much for blessing my life. Thank you, Lord, for helping me in my time of struggle. I just want to show my appreciation, Lord. What can I do for you, Father? What would you have me to do? You may say, you know what? Just want you to worship me for a little bit. Maybe sometimes we're riding down the street in our car. Let's just worship the Lord a little bit. Huh? Maybe when you're at the house by yourself, get alone side the bed or a chair, whatever the case might be, and just worship God a little bit. And say, Lord, I'm going to thank you for some of these blessings that you blessed me with. God, I just want to show my appreciation. I got one question tonight, and that's this. When's the last time we've shown God our appreciation? Sometimes we complain a lot. When's the last time we show God our appreciation? Father, thank you for your many blessings tonight. Now, I pray, God, you take this word and challenge us tonight to show our great appreciation, overflowing appreciation for how you have blessed us in so many ways. And, Father, I'm just reminded right now, even as I'm praying, that they were showing their appreciation, and they hadn't even got the gift yet. Some hadn't even been born yet. But they were showing their appreciation in anticipation of what was about to take place. Perhaps, God, you spoke to some of our hearts here tonight or some other time, and you said, you know what, I'm going to do this for you. But God, I wonder if we've shown you our appreciation for what you told us. Not what we've seen and experienced yet, but what you told us. Father, perhaps we'll come and say thank you tonight. Or perhaps, God, there's somebody here that has another need. Has nothing to do with the message. But they want to talk to you about something else that's on their hearts. I pray, God, they bring it for the throne tonight. And realize you want to get close to them. You want to wrap your arms around them. You want them to feel your presence and experience not only the love of God, but also the power of God. Father, help somebody tonight. Perhaps, God, there's somebody here tonight that wants to pray for somebody else to be reconciled in some situation or be somebody reconciled to you. But, God, whatever the needs are tonight, help us to respond. And, yeah, leave tonight with not only joy in our hearts, but a smile on our face. For it's in your Son's name we pray, Father. Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand. Perhaps you want to come tonight and talk.